All right, it is 1 o'clock. We will call the meeting to order. Has everyone had a look at the agenda? Any additions or deletions?
I don't think there is any.
Can we have a mover then? To accept the agenda?
Honky.
Seconder? All in favor? Has everyone had a chance to read the minutes? And can we have a mover for the minutes, please? Seconder?
Honky.
All in favor? Carried. Financials, payment of accounts.
They're not up there.
Pardon?
Oh!
Just waiting for, can you put them up on the screen, please?
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
All right, can we have a mover for that, please?
McDougal.
Seconder?
Honky.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
The two paychecks, please.
You get a mover and a seconder for the two paychecks?
It's
Derek.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
By your payroll, please.
All right, we'll go on to this one. Can we get a mover for this one, please?
Honky.
Seconder?
Derek.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. That's it for those, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll go on to reports of committees. Those are in your package. Eastman Regional Municipal Committee, Whitemouth Museum. They're all, their financial reporting, all in the package. Verbal reports of committees. Let's start off with Councilor Stark.
No, I don't have any.
No? Deputy Reeve Honky?
I had fire department and all that, but that's coming up in our agenda down the line there, so I'll speak then.
Okay. Councilor McDougal?
Nothing.
Councilor Stead?
I had a Eastern Tourism meeting in St. Anne's. I attended that last week. They're working on their strategic planning and getting things back on track, but everything with them seems to be moving ahead good now. So, moving forward.
Where do you have those meetings?
They were in Zoom. Now they're starting to have them in person again. So we had one in Oak Bank and one in St. Anne's, and they pick a different municipality every 2 months.
Good, thank you. Well, I have Whitemouth Museum, it's in your package, and same with the Eastman Regional. Soon I have meetings coming up this week. So. And then we have a delegation, that's at 1:30, but we'll carry on to communications. Number one, University of Manitoba, Selena Papetti, Associate Head, DFM, thank you to Council for donating towards the Family Medicine Residential Retreat. Thank you for that. Number two, community planning, conditional approval for subdivision file 42032477799 for Jonathan and Cynthia Giesbrick. That's information again, we've gone through that already. Number three, Whitemouth and District Lions Club requests for CPKC holiday train event being held on December 3rd, 2024. This is something we do pretty well every year. Do we need a resolution for this?
Yes. I have the resolution prepared as we do every year in accordance with the requests.
Okay.
So this is just for the work in there?
It is. Closing
out the roads and...
Snow on the site pushed into the snowbanks along the west and east sides of the lot the days or 2 days before the train event. Snow to bring in generally if by chance we have to, if there is some. The porta potty, the candlesticks, the barricades, the closing of the street.
That's exactly what we've had for the last years. But the only change, there may not be any snow to get. It's only a couple of weeks away.
Yeah.
Okay, can we have a mover for that, please?
Derek.
Seconder?
Derek.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Number four, Adam Kettles, request to extend approved V16-2023, which varies the agricultural site area from the required 80 acres being reduced to 29.40 acres. So he's looking, this is something that we did last year, and he's looking for an extension on it. Is that correct?
Correct.
I'll move it again.
I'll second
that.
Pardon?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Thank you. Number five, Eastman Tourism 2025 advertising kit available. Yes or no? This is something we haven't done for a few years. I mean, you're on Eastman, maybe you have some input on it, Blaine, Councillor. Is that correct? We haven't done that for a few years.
You've not contributed to that since 2020.
Okay, so that's good. You know what it's about?
No, I looked into it a little bit. They had said they were sending them out. It's just, I think, for their new website and everything to help you get on there and advertise any events you have in your municipality or in upcoming.
It's just for the magazine.
Oh, for the magazine?
Yeah. It says here it's 10,000 copies circulated in Manitoba, Ontario, northern U.S., distributed by the Clipper. In this guide, major attractions in eastern Manitoba.
May I recommend that you put it to your budget meetings for discussion, possibly?
Do we have a line item in the budget that we could advertise this?
You have funding available
if
you wanted to put it through your budget for that type of...
I wouldn't be against it. Quarter page at $450 or something.
1/8 page is $250, quarter page is $450, a half page is $850, and a full page is $1,400. I'm not going to go into the rest because they're very expensive. Those are your four if you were thinking of is for the.
Well, when we used to do it when I was on that committee and that with Jenny Dubois and everything that, we did the. Exactly like what Councilor McDougall said, the quarter page and that.
Just to have a presence.
Yeah, it was, you know, it helps the businesses in our and everything like that. Okay, it gives recognition for them.
Anybody want
it
that?
Also hits our canoe sites and everything like that for Alma River.
Is ours on? That's all on there?
You know, that gets part of the RM thing recognition.
Yeah, part of the page that you take up would be on there. But. Like I have the title map and everything up on their new web page coming up, but that's different than the magazine.
Yeah.
It was just for the businesses, you know. You've got some new restaurants in the area and everything that have just opened up and seem to be doing well for people and everything like that. So I think that's good. That's all in the heavy tourist areas and everything, right?
Can we have a mover for a quarter page?
I'll move it. Honky.
Seconder? All in favor?
Aye.
Manitoba Growth Renewal and for Municipalities Program Grant. Okay, so Colleen, maybe you want to talk about this a bit. I mean, that's for...
It's the Manitoba Growth and Renewal and Opportunity